from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture. Only on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network.
Genatsit, genatsit, hayer, by Luis, in Spesek, it's May 6th. Chris, welcome, my friend.
Welcome, Jono, welcome.
Brian, how are you? He's good, too.
He's good.
He's working the boards. Hey, my friends, I had a special guest. I was so excited, and I'm saying I had, because he said he had to pull the plug on this one, but he can't wait to be on our show, and I'm definitely going to have him on next week, and that's Mugerdeech Arzumanyan, other known as Mugo.
Mugo, yeah.
You know what? This guy is great. He's funny. And, you know, Chris, something about him, man, I don't understand a lot of the Armenian words. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm Armenian. That's sure. A shame. But the Armenian language is very difficult for me to, you know, I'm starting to pick it up. After 17 years, I'm starting to pick it up. You know, my Armenian is like, hey, tugin shpesek, mengasangek, tugasangek, Allah. But these guys, I mean, it's a whole different dialect. And anyway, but in any case, when I watched his movies, his little skits on YouTube and so forth, I mean, just the facial expression of Mukko is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is funny. The guy is great. And I sit there and I laugh and I pick up what he's saying when I'm not even sure what the hell he's saying, but just the facial expressions and stuff give it away. It's beautiful.
Evidence of a great comedian.
I cannot wait to have him on the show. And, you know, I'm sorry, guys. It didn't work out this time around, but next time, I'm sure he's going to be a great guest.
Absolutely.
Hey, Chris, have you checked out the numbers that people are getting on Amazon from Armenia Proud?
It's amazing.
It is. It's amazing. Really cool. It is really cool. And they're not just buying popcorn or anything like that. These guys are buying $300-$400
stuff. Yeah, I saw that.
It's great, my friends. I appreciate it. If you do want to buy your popcorn or whatever, that's okay with
all
us
good,
as well.
Yeah,
there's no, I'm not taking a rip on you guys on that one. But it's been unbelievable how much support we are getting on Armenia Proud. And you go to our site, armeniaproud.com. Right?
Yep.
Right, Chris?
Right.
ArmeniaProud.com. Exactly. And once you get on there, on the right-hand side, there's an Amazon sign. Okay? You click on Amazon. Bingo. You're no longer linked with us. You are if you buy something. But other than that, we're not going to be bothering you or anything like that. You sit there. You order what you want. We don't see what you order as well, so you can order privately. And it's a great thing.
It's
a great thing because anything you guys buy out there, we get credit for.
Yes,
so you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. And thank you, my friends, for a lot of support you are showing, and it's keeping the lights on.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Chris, our big guest for this week, and he's got some great information.
Yeah.
He told me about it on the phone. I was really excited. I said, we got to have Roger Kapelyan back on our show. You can't believe what the guy is doing. Hey, Roger, how are you?
Doing good, man. How are you guys doing?
Really good.
We're doing fine, my man. We are doing fine. And, hey, you know what? What you told me on the phone really got me all pumped up, excited. And this is what I was talking to you about, Chris, how Armenians are right now just galvanizing around each other, pulling for each other. And it's something beautiful.
Yeah.
And I hate to say something like we had to have a war or anything, but we've been like this for a while now. I mean, Armenians have been pulling together, and Roger's got this great thing going right now. Roger, fill us in on this one.
Well, in 1994, before I got into visual effects, I thought I was going to be an embedded journalist. And I went to the former Soviet Union, where Nagorno-Karabakh, or the Armenian Artsakh is what we call it. Few hundred BC, that's when this thing has existed as an Armenian kingdom. There was a war going on as the Soviet Union disintegrated between the Armenian population that was a majority in this enclave, kind of like Kosovo, you know, like the Bosnia kind of situation,
right.
But with Armenians, and they're surrounded by Azeris, and Azeris are obviously Turkish, and so there's a lot of baggage and history there. So long story short, I went and I was embedded with an Armenian unit as a documentary filmmaker in May of 1994 is when they did the ceasefire, but I was there before the ceasefire and after. So I got to document the lives of the fighters and the people there. And, you know, it kind of evolved into the documentary. I didn't know what I was going to come away with. I was by myself. And, you know, just a kid in college, you know, I sold film equipment so I could have enough money, put the rest on credit cards, and just kind of went, you know.
Wow.
And, yeah, everybody thought I was crazy. So, I probably was, and I probably still am crazy. But here's the thing. It's kind of an Armenian trait. So
It is.
We, you know, basically I took all those experiences and I put them into a documentary called Dark Forest in the Mountains. And that's kind of pretty much what Nagorno-Karabakh means. It means a dark forest in the mountains. So that's what I called it. And it's, it was released in 1994, then re-edited, released in 1998, when I did a animated history, a 14-minute animated history of the region from the very beginning till the war, because I wanted to show people through visual effects and storytelling what the history of this place was, because people don't know about this part of the world. And, you know, put that all together, and I released a DVD, and I went back 10 years later, and I did a follow-up with some of the people, and released that as well onto the current DVD that's there right now. So tonight, we're going to be showing that in Glendale at the Abril Bookstore at 7:30. And
7:30.
Abril Bookstore is on Broadway in Glendale.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Hopefully, we'll have this out in probably an hour, so the folks in L.A. will definitely hear this. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'd love them to show up. Yeah, we've already got, you know, an events page that Arnold from Arbeal Bookstore put out for the screening tonight, so people can check off, so we kind of have an idea of who's coming, how many people are coming. And here's another thing that I'm going to do, because I really... I was there, and I've revisited, and I know the people there in that part of the world. You know, the Karabakhis are a different group. They're a very different group of people. And the people in Armenia as well, like, they're dealing with a lot right now. I mean, they have no oil. They have no huge amounts of resources. The only resource they have is themselves and their own bravery. And that sounds cheesy, but it's true. And so Azerbaijan, which attacked them in the beginning of April, which wasn't, by the way, like an accidental outpouring of, they really planned this. And anybody who's any kind of, fair about their reporting, I think, would realize that this was a very planned event, because the Azeris attacked from three or four different points all along the line of contact. And basically, yeah, it was a blitzkrieg that they tried to do. They tried to just force the issue and take the territory by force. Mm-hmm.
You know what gets me on that, Roger, is that both sides now, they say that we attacked them that started all this. And I just don't know how the European Union can even fathom that thought. I mean, what makes them even say that? And what makes the people in the West believe that?
Well, I mean, I believe in the West, we kind of have this idea when we don't know what's going on in the region. You know, you can't be passionate about it. You have to be fair. You know, there's this like sort of aura of quote unquote fairness that we put on, which then kind of lets the person who actually instigated the event or the atrocity off with a milder, you know, slap on the wrist, because they're not saying, we know for a fact that Azerbaijan loaded up its military hardware. It was planning this for a long time. And they launched an all-out attack, which this was. I mean, if you look at it from just any point of view, this was a totally planned all-out attack. And it failed. It failed, but not before they caused a lot of casualties, both on their side and obviously on the Armenian side. A lot of people lost their lives.
Right.
And this was right after Aliyev, the dictator of Azerbaijan, basically he's in those Panama Papers, which shows how corrupt he is. And now he's been basically stealing all this money from his own people and funneling it offshore and giving it to members of his own family. So as soon as that comes out, suddenly there's a huge war in Artsakh. And he attacks. He has his forces go forward.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, literally days before that, they were getting deliveries of weapons from Israel, who's one of the big arms suppliers to Azerbaijan. Obviously, Azerbaijan has oil, and they're buying tons of weapons. They also bought $4 billion worth of weaponry from Russia, oddly enough, who is supposed to be, you know, an Armenian ally. They have bases in Armenia.
I know. I've went over that one.
Yep. Well, I mean, the bottom line is Armenians, again, find themselves surrounded without any real friends. I mean, we have friends, but they're not these huge governments. Certainly the military-industrial complex is not our friend. And so, you know, we're kind of jammed in the middle, and it's up to us to kind of look at each other and say, you know, no one else is going to help us. We have to help ourselves. And I think people are kind of coming to that realization right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and what you told me, you're really helping out, too. Tell them about this.
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, this is what I want to do, because there's a Paros Foundation, which basically gives money directly to the people who lost, the families of the people who lost their lives in the April fighting. You know, those poor kids, and, you know, they're all kids, too. I mean, there were some older guys that went and volunteered from the military. So a bunch of people lost their lives, and their families are, you know, usually not rich. They're usually poor. And so what Paros Foundation is doing is they're donating a few thousand dollars each to each of the families. So what I'm going to do is tonight's event, whatever my share is of the sales of my graphic novels, the East of Byzantium books, the DVD of the documentary, whatever it is, it's my share of whatever sales tonight at this event, I'm going to donate to the Paros Foundation to help those families out. And I've extended that, actually. What I'd love to do is also, I know there's not everybody's in Glendale and they can't make this event. What I'd love is people can go online and they can order directly, and I've posted it on my Facebook page. They can order directly from me, and whatever people ordered online from the East of Byzantium store will also be donated to this event.
Wow, that's
beautiful.
And
then I'll post whatever we gathered and how much money we gathered, and I'll tell people this is what we gathered, this is what we're donating to on your behalf.
You know what? That's unbelievable. Roger, that's great, man. You're a great person. And you know what? Chris, can we have this also not only on our Facebook site, but can we also have this on ArmeniaProud.com?
Absolutely.
We can right above or right under that Amazon sign.
Yep, it'll be on the top of that. So it'll be on your laptop.
They should go to the Big Cartel site that I have personally, because then I can monitor what was sold today. They shouldn't go to the Amazon, because that's a little hard for me to track. But if they go to the one that's fugitivestudios.bigcartel.com, which is
that's the one we're talking about.
Yep, that's
it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have that site put on the right above the Amazon or whatever banner that we have. The Chris is looking into it right now, actually.
Okay, great.
So that's great. And you know what, Roger? I gave to this fund, and I think it's one of the most it's a fund that, God, folks, knowing that you lost your dad or your brother or your son in the fighting, and yeah, you know what? It's not like America or anything like that for Western Armenians out here. I mean, these people lost a lot of not only their son, not only part of the family, but they lost a lot of money because these people take care of their families as well. I mean, it's unbelievable. So that's
absolutely right. Very, very, very important point.
Yeah,
and I'm so glad you brought that up, because you know they don't have the same safety net there that we do here. And
No.
Again, these are usually people that are poor. The people that are wealthy.
They're depending.
You know,
they're
get
depending
out of military
on it.
Service.
Yeah.
These guys are, and a bunch of them were also volunteers. They weren't even paid soldiers. They were there. And you're right. The primary wage earner or the breadwinner is gone now.
Yeah.
It's amazing too. They had, like, I don't know, maybe you discussed this. They had a few hundred women also volunteering to go fight.
Yeah.
I mean, there was such an outpouring of people that just knew their backs were up against the wall. And over here, in the U.S., we have such, worldwide, we have all these other things that we worry about,
all
these other things we deal with. But, there's things we can do, but this is such a direct way to do something, and that's why I wanted to do it. This is
Roger, it's
such
great
a tangible
work.
Way, you know?
It's great work that you're doing. God bless you and everyone else involved in something like this. Hey, folks, this is something that really hits home. You guys out there, you say you support, and God bless you, you do. But you know what? This is the type of thing that I want you guys to be a part of. I need you guys to get out there. If you're in L.A. area right now, well, where's this place again that you're going to be at, Roger?
Hey, man, the Center of Armenian Life, Glendale.
Glendale.
Broadway. Yeah,
okay.
Broadway. I haven't Boulevard in Glendale.
And what's the bookstore?
Abril Books, A-B-R-I-L, Abril Bookstore in Glendale.
Okay, Abril Bookstore in Glendale. All right, and is there a phone number there as well?
Well, we could
find it if...
Yeah, good. Yeah.
We'll get that then. All right, Roger, that's great. God bless, man, and I hope you guys all turn out. And, Roger, it's always great to having you on, my man.
All right, man, it's fantastic. And if people heard the show and they came out, they should come up to me afterwards and shake my hand and let me know that. I'd love
that's,
to know
that's great. That's great. Okay. Yeah. All right, Rog. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Great
right.
job,
thanks,
guys.
Roger.
Talk right. to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Chris, we got Ani on the line here.
Hi, Ani.
Ani, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing good.
Really
we,
good.
We are doing
nice.
Good. How's Armenia?
Armenia is great. It's sunny. It's rainy. It's kind of humid, but oh my gosh, it's so green.
It's
and there's
green.
Flowers everywhere, and it's nice. Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Ani, what do you have for us for this type of weather, this type of mood? What's out there for us to really soak up right now?
Well, I thought since, you know, it's rainy, everyone's cozy at home these next few days, it's a good time to do some research about the self and then maybe others. And I'm referring to something called Chinese face reading. And I know
wow.
it sounds strange. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Chris, have you ever heard
I
of it?
I have not, no.
Let's hear this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's an ancient method that is used in Chinese medicine, where different parts of the face represent different parts of the body, and also different characteristics on the face can tell a lot about the characteristics of a person, and it can be used as a way of preventing disease or understanding why somebody is stressed over this or that. So
Ani,
it's really interesting
Ani,
stuff.
What's funny right now is all yeah. three of us are grabbing our faces and we're trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I literally am.
Yeah, and I'll give you some examples. Look, honestly, there's like so many little details about what is for what, but I'll just give a few general ones. And then if someone's interested, I highly recommend to do some further research. There's a lot on it. It's very connected to reflexology as well. So they say little things like people with arched eyebrows tend to like to express their emotions more. And the higher brow is like a little more authority, and people that have kind of straighter brows are a little bit intimidated by people with arched brows, and they don't necessarily like to express their emotions in public. That's like one example in terms of characteristics.
They
as well
can
as,
tell this by the wow. shape of your face.
Shape of your face. Yeah, there's different shapes of the face that show what type of career field one should be getting into. Yeah, and actually my shape is like ovally roundish, and it says I should be writing or like in communications, which I totally am, you know, in one aspect. And then if someone's eyes are a little bit closer together, they like answers right away, more direct.
Or they could be aliens, too.
Yeah, that's true. We have experience with that.
And people with white eyes that are further apart, they like to process information a little bit longer, but they see an overall picture instead of little details. So it's really interesting personality and characteristic-wise. But there's also things like, you know how people get black under their eyes a little bit more quickly than others?
Right, right.
It's actually related to your kidneys.
Really?
So, yeah, if you're seeing some coloring under the eyes, you might want to check out the kidneys and see what's going on there.
Jesus. All right.
Yeah.
I've had black under my eyes since I was born. It's never went away. It's always been there. I think it's my last name. I think we've all had that. I've checked out my relatives. We've all had black under our eyes a little bit.
maybe do you all have kind of kidney?
No, none of us have died from kidney failure.
No, I mean, it doesn't mean you can die from it, but it just means you may need more attention. So you might want to eat foods that's more helpful for the kidneys and stuff like that. And then if you notice people that have acne, like in their jaw / before their cheek, or on the cheek is stomach, and the jaw, like before the lip and the jaw, if someone has acne there, it may mean it's what they're eating. That's their diet, because their digestive system, their large intestines, small intestines, and stomach, it's irritated. So it shows up on the face.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's so many different types of ways. And a lot of times, the old practice is the first thing that these Chinese practitioners look at is the ears. If the ears are darker than the rest of the face, something's going on with your immune system. So the ears should always be lighter in the face. And then each kind of level of face, like forehead to jaw in chronological order, it shows the ages. So like the top is like more childhood and the bottom is like more like older years. So like it's so interesting. There's so much to talk about with Chinese face reading. I mean, it's really cool.
Let me ask you this. Now, this is a little bit kind of in that direction and so forth, but I got on YouTube and there was this the site with ASMR, and it was like you're just checking it out, and I don't know how they're doing it, but she was like talking in one ear of mine, and you heard a whisper on the other. Our minds are so, how do you say that, Chris? I mean, you could really manipulate the
malleable
brain. Yeah.
Very malleable.
Absolutely.
Heard of anything about that? The ASMR type of...
I haven't, but you know what? I'll look into it. Maybe I know it on a different terminology. But definitely in terms of hypnosis, like when you hear something out, like there's different, actually, now that we're on this topic, there's so many different marketing tricks they use, that we don't really know of. We're not conscious of, but it's unconsciously kind of,
could you check that out? Can you check that out for next week?
Absolutely. I would love to check it out.
It's called ASMR, and they could do they're doing everything from brushing your hair, from massaging your face to just relaxing you, and it seems like it really is like you're there.
Soft whispers. Yeah. Oh, interesting. It helps people relax.
Yes, totally. It's all about relaxation.
So. You know what? They figured out ways to trigger different meridian points of energy using the voice. Right. That's probably why you guys get very soothing feelings when you hear my voice.
Oh, yeah. You're relaxing. You're part of the ASMR deal there.
The ASMR, the A stands for Ani.
Yes, Ani is the A there. Yep.
But I don't know, back to the Chinese face reading. If you notice some features on somebody's face right when you see them, you can kind of tell how they are. Like, not in a judging book by its cover way.
Sure.
But... you know,
well, you know what, if how does this work productively too? I mean, okay, we're seeing the features, but is this like trying to find early detection of something that could go wrong with your body
that
as well
happen. or if you notice something changing, you can pinpoint where it comes from and you can change it, because your face is actually always changing. And it's something that you can prevent no matter at what age to the next, decade of your life. So it's very helpful in terms of people that also are kind of confused and want to take a new direction and want to fully use their potential in terms of their skills and what kind of career I should be going into. Not to say that it determines, but it helps. It just helps,
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, we'll definitely keep this in mind. And what do you guys got going? Were you and Sarkis doing something this weekend?
Well, I'm actually having a girl party tomorrow.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I do this yearly thing where I invite all my girlfriends and we bring clothes that we're not wearing and we do a swap.
That's cool. A little bit of swap. Wine. And I guess they're all your size. It wouldn't work for us guys.
Well, it might work better for you guys because you guys are more basic fit, you know, type of clothing.
I don't think I could fit into anything Chris has got on the swap.
Well, that's I try to invite as much of a range of friends that I have.
Smart. Our
Yeah, and whatever doesn't get swapped gets donated.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right, my friends, that's Ani. She's on Energy Healing Armenia. She's a coach there, and she can fill you guys in on whatever questions you have. Go to her site and like the page.
For sure.
It's a beautiful page. Thanks. I'm looking at it right now. You got some great pics there on the photos.
Thank you. I'm actually going to be doing a huge seminar in Armenia, in Yerevan, in June 12th and 13th. I'm going to be leading a bunch of workshops. It's like a workshop festival, and I'm going to be one of the leaders. So I'm really
excited. Let's promote
that
every week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every week we'll bring that up. Okay, Ani, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys, it's Jono here, and I tell you what, if you're done with our show, you loved our show, and you're into any other sport or if you're into the social aspect of it all, we've got a couple great shows that I really want you guys to listen to. One is Let's Get It On. It's Octagon. It's MMA, UFC, the whole nine yards. You got John McCarthy. He's a big-time referee. You've seen John in action with Let's Get It On, so those big-time fights. He does his show with Sean Wheelock. These two are great. If you love UFC, you're going to love this show. All the ins and outs on the UFC fighting, the MMA scene. You can't go wrong with it, my friends.
That's great. Let's Get It On.
Podcast.com,
iTunes, right. Stitcher. You can find the show everywhere.
That's perfect. Not only that, because we have another great show that I love to listen to, and that's NHLpodcast.com. And you can't go wrong with this one, my friends. It's all about hockey. And I know you guys out in L.A., you're a little pissed off still. The L.A. Kings are out. Is Anaheim out?
Is out too, yeah,
unfortunately. Oh, man. You got
the Sharks. You got San Jose.
I don't think they like the Sharks, dude. Well, they just beat them in L.A. So you hurting L.A. people more here? But in any case, it's a great NHL show, and I love this one as well. NHLpodcast.com, you got Kelly Chase, who used to be a big-time Blues player. He's a big-time fighter, and he knows the ins and outs on hockey. And then you got Darren Panger, who was a Blackhawks goalie. So
yeah.
Both guys are experienced, and it's a great show. And we'd love to have you guys listen to that as well. That's NHLpodcast.com. Hey, Chris, we've got Mariam with our Facebook site, Cooking with My Armenian Family.
It's my favorite time of the week.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Mariam, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Everything is great here. What do you got going over there, Marianne? What do you got going for us this weekend? What can we cook up?
Well, this is a traditional dish, old Armenian dish. It's called hashlama. And what it is translated to is a boil, like boiled meat and potatoes. Mm. So, and it's basically it's meat, potatoes, vegetables. Onions, tomatoes, and peppers. Some people put potatoes, some people don't. It's up to you.
Okay.
But that's how simple it is. And you cook it with wine.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I'm trying to visualize this. How's this look?
You probably had it before. Well, my mom makes it with oxtail, but traditionally this is made with lamb or... sometimes with beef, but most of the time it's made with lamb. You layer the meat, in this case, oxtail, which I usually make with that, and on the bottom of the pan, and then you cut the onions like onion rings, and you layer on top of the meat, and then you cut the peppers. It could be bell pepper or any other peppers that you like, and then you layer on top of the onions. and then a bunch of parsley. You chop it up and you put on top, salt and a black pepper. And what you do is just, and then tomatoes. You cut it and put it on the top. Basically, it's layered meat and the vegetables. And then if you like some potatoes, you can do that as well. Now, once you do that, you add a little water, like 2 cups of water. Depends how shallow or deep is your pot. And then half a bottle or less, if you don't like too much wine, of red wine. You bring it to a boil and you cover it up and you simmer it until the meat is really tender off the bone, and it is delicious. Oh, and I forgot, you have to put bay leaf in there too.
Okay.
And that's all right. How simple it is.
And can we find this on your site as well, Cooking with My Armenian Family?
You actually can. I posted this way back in when I was making it. This is like a summer dish you can make.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and then it's perfect for summertime. And yes, I do have it, and I repost it again for anyone who's interested. But it is really, really simple, and it's delicious.
All right. Okay, Mariam, that's our dish for this weekend. What do you got going this weekend? Anything?
Well, it's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, of course.
Yes. So, yeah, it's going to be all about Mother's Day for my mom, mother-in-law, and my family, for me, I'm hoping.
So are you guys going out, or are they coming over? Are you going to mom's house?
No, we're going to go out Saturday. We're going to take my mother-in-law, and then on Sunday we're going to do something with my mom and with the kids. So it's going to be a weekend of Mother's Day.
Okay.
All moms.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, guys, and if you want to find out, like I said, if you want to find out more about Mariam's site and more recipes, go to Cooking with My Armenian Family, and Mariam may just surprise you with all the great stuff she's got on there. So thank you very much, Mariam.
You're welcome, and you guys have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks,
and celebrate the Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy
Absolutely.
Mother's Day to
happy
you,
Happy Mother's
too.
Day.
All right. Well, Chris, that was another great show we did, bro.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. That stuff that Roger talked about, and that really hits home. And I tell you what, folks, you got to check it out. Go to Abril, A-B-R-I-L, Bookstore in Glendale. You can call them also at 818-243-4112. And Roger Capellian will be there tonight, so 7:30. Buy. I can't tell you enough. You're buying something great, and on top of that, the proceeds are going to help the Armenian families. I don't know how to sum that up.
Yeah.
Besides that, I mean,
that's it.
What more can a person do?
That's it.
Okay, my friends, from Jono and Chris, Brian on the boards, Genatzit Kisher Party. We'll be back next week, and we'll have some nice guests.
Yes.
Trust me. All right, take care.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatzit Hayed,
A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabenjian. You can find the show online at armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Plus, join the conversation on social media at facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or at ArmeniaProud on Twitter. Get all of the Lineup Media Group shows at lineupmediagroup.com.